Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Happy Thursday to you. It is Friday Eve. Coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. One of my favorite days of the week. Not only is it Friday Eve, but I get to come to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So we have a loaded show for you today. Game one of the NBA Finals kicked off last night. I gave you my prediction. I may have overshot if the injuries look like they are. So we'll get into that. We have a lot of sound from the NBA from game one, from the Lakers and the Heat. So we'll get into that sound. Major League Baseball, some teams are moving on, some teams are moving out. So we will talk about that as well. Steelers and Titans, they're not playing this week. And I've got a funny story about the Jets. I can't wait to share with you. And then some news and notes around NBA and XFL news. We'll get all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler. That's 4991 South Alma School. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. All you got to do is let them know. If for any reason you can't make it down here, get online, go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Same great selection as if you were here. Order early enough in the day, your shipment will go out same day. All that's done right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, you also can become a club member, get access to the member lounge, private lounge, go back there, watch a ton of games, couches, chairs. Today, there's baseball on everywhere. I, myself, I'm up here in the front area. Where there are, again, ton of televisions, very relaxing. And I've got, of course, the good guys, the White Sox on right now. NBA Finals, NFL, Major League Baseball, there's soccer. If you want tennis, I'll flip it for you, whatever you want. Come on down here, right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you're in here today, Miss Tina will definitely take care of you. So come on down to Maduro's. Let's get this bad boy rolling. I know I'm opening up phone lines today for sure. Calling number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. All calls may be at the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Okay, Paul, you said you got something about the Jets, so go ahead. I can take it.
Oh, you want to hear my joke about the Jets?
Go ahead, let's get it over
with. You ready?
Yeah.
They're favored. The Jets are favored. And they're not even playing Allegheny Community College. They're favored to win a football game. I think that is the funniest thing ever. They're favored by 1 point.
You think Jeff has a better chance?
Lou, go bet your house on the Jets to cover. This is their Super Bowl. They're finally covered against a team that's on their 13th string quarterback.
Yeah. Well, this game is going to be ugly tonight either way.
Oh, my goodness. I've never – you know what? I used to kid around and say, hey, I'm not wasting my time watching Thursday Night Football. But lately, they've been actually good. Tonight's game, Lou. The Jets are favored. This is a battle for – you know what this is? This is the Fire Bowl. We're going to see which coach will get fired first, Vic Fangio or your boy Adam Gase.
Well, I said if it's 0-4, he's gone. And this is going to be 0-4, this could be the swan song.
Which one? They're both. Well, someone's definitely going to be 0-4.
Not if you both go 0-3-1 because you're so bad, none of you might not even win.
Are you saying there's a possibility that someone may not score? Are both these teams that bad that someone may not score?
Possibility, yes.
You know what I think people should bet on? They should bet on the point per quarter. Like if you're either a real savvy bettor or just someone who needs rehab, bet on the quarter because I'm telling you, I'm going to be hard-pressed to see who scores this game. You know what's crazy? Want to hear an even funnier joke?
What?
I think the Jets are going to win.
Okay.
I really do. I think at the end of the night, listen for it. I think at the end of the night, this guy.
I mean,
at the time,
you know,
he's going to have his first victory of the year. That's Coach Adam Gase. This is him drawing up his game plan for
tonight's
game. That's your coach.
Not much of a game plan, I know.
my goodness.
The Giants, too. Oh, boy.
Game one was a segment. To 12. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Game one was a strange game last night. I thought first that the Heat were going to blow out the Lakers, and then the Lakers just poured it on and never looked back. And to make it worse, though, Miami got a double whammy. There's a Bam Bam, and another one got injured, too.
Yeah, Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo both got hurt last night in the Miami. Just their beating that they took from the Lakers. Here's what's funny. When the Lakers went down big early, game one, I didn't panic on that one. As a Laker, I'm not a Laker fan, but if I was a Laker fan, that wouldn't have been a panic for me. There was too much game left, too much LeBron, too much AD that early. You could tell some guys had nerves. I didn't expect Miami to play I don't want to say they didn't play hard. They just didn't play with the same Miami toughness early, if that makes any sense.
It does, but, you know, I think, a lot of the sports books are favoring the Lakers, and, they held up last night.
They're favoring them because the Lakers are going to win. You know, I don't know if you heard me yesterday, but I picked the Lakers in six.
Yes.
If there's no Goran or no Bam, hell, that could be they could win that in three games.
Well, you got to win at least four, but I think I get what you mean. A sweep.
If there's no Bam and no Goran, that's a four-game, three-game sweep. It'll be over quick.
What a shame.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing about LeBron's old team against his new team, and I think he wants to make a statement about, with their team, I won in Cleveland, I won in Miami, now I'm going to win in L.A.
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So, I just want some good basketball, some good tough basketball. And we're so focused on going and focused on Bam, we forget that Jimmy Butler sprained his ankle early.
He'll be playing.
So,
been confirmed to play.
Oh, he's definitely going to play, but I'm just saying their best player is a little slow, and their next two players are possibly out. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Tyler Hero definitely looked like a rookie last night. So we'll see what happens moving forward.
Yeah.
And like I said, I got a lot of sound coming up later on from this game.
Well, now I've got one.
Yes, sir.
The XFL looks like they're going to be back in 2021. Now, that's a joke.
You know what? I don't think it is this time. I really don't. Okay. So let me say this. Let me cross this off right now. Let me say this. I don't think any spring football will ever be viable because you have to have a marquee player to come play for you. You can't right now, everything that revolves around the NFL, if you look at any matchup, it's always quarterback. The Broncos absolutely suck. But no one is focusing on any player that the Broncos have. All we're saying is they're down to their third-string quarterback. The Jets absolutely suck. And we can make fun of the coach, which I will continue to do. But what do we focus on? Sam Darnold. So no matter what happens, you've got to have a star, and you've got to have a star at a quarterback position. Until the XFL, USFL, TDL, MPL, LLD, LLA, it doesn't matter. Until you roll out marketable quarterbacks to make people want to watch and feel interested, it really doesn't matter who does the league. Because we like names. The NBA, for whatever we could say, it's rigged, we could say it's slanted, we could say what we will. When Detroit played San Antonio years ago in the finals, and there were two very solid teams, Detroit ended up winning. Excuse me, San Antonio ended up winning. They had one of the greatest players of all time in Tim Duncan. Hall of Famer in Manu Ginobili, Hall of Famer in Tony Parker, Hall of Fame coach in Greg Popovich. But those two teams together drew no interest from the casual fan, by no stretch of the imagination.
Right.
It is hard for a casual fan to watch when they have no interest. And so I don't think it's slanted per se, but when you hear Madison Avenue really wanted this team or this player for any sport, it makes a difference. Yeah. If baseball had its dream and its wish come true for the World Series every year, it would either be the Yankees and the Dodgers, the Yankees and the Cubs, the Red Sox and the Cubs, the Red Sox and the Cardinals. It would be those teams. Baseball does not want to see the A's play the Marlins in a World Series.
No, no.
They can say what they want. They don't want to see it. It's not marketable. So a lot of times it just boils down to, well, I shouldn't say a lot of the times, it always boils down to the cash, my man. It's always about the money.
Or to put up a matchup like that, we can put it this way. Sorry if I sound a little blunt, but it could be boring as hell.
And it may be the greatest World Series ever. But for the casual fan, they're not going to watch.
No.
And that's what it's all about, especially when you have to rely on pretty much all television marketing.
Yes.
Some fans are going to come into the World Series, but that place isn't going to be sold out. They're not going to be hawking tickets at, you know, $800 to sit in nosebleeds. So it's going to be different.
No, in a year like this, obviously. But I'm just like, you know, you're gonna go see a ship go down for the third time if this actually does come to pass. I'm like, oh boy, some people never learn.
No. So we'll see what's happening. But
yeah, maybe we can buy it.
That's what I got, my man.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Hope you find time to come on the show at some point, though, too. I like having you.
Lou, here's what's funny. But before I let you go, I try my best to free up my Saturday. So this Saturday, I was like, you know what? I can give my man Lou a call. I have a basketball game at 9 and a basketball game at, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And then I get a call, and it said, we changed your game. Now you play at 9, and now you have the late game. It doesn't start till either 1 or 2, so be ready. So it's like, okay, I finally have a Saturday afternoon, and now I don't have a Saturday afternoon. It's coaching, man. I've convinced someone that I know how to coach basketball.
Yes.
So, but even if I catch the tail end, I'm going to make every attempt to hop on this Saturday because you're 2-4, so even if I hop on for the last half hour, I'm going to try to make that no matter what.
Better late than never. All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, my man.
Right.
Good friend, Lou. Always great to catch up with him here on the Cave Show with PLR. We'll be right back. Don't forget, it's Friday Eve, Cigars with the Cave Show, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. It is always good to have you here on Thursday, Cigars with The Cave Show, live from Maduro's. Don't forget that if you ever miss any part of this show, you can keep us out at 3 o'clock, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Make sure you download that app from your Apple app, Google Play Store, anywhere where you get your apps. Yeah, obviously right now, keeping us live on BTR and KSRN. Quick way to get to us is go to our website, thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Click that listen live button, and there we are, ready to roll with you. If you click at any time other than between 1 and 2, you will be linked to a whole plethora of our shows. So definitely check them out. We have some of our favorites on our website right on the front at the Sports Cave. Again, Cave is with a K. Some of our top interviews, some of our favorite shows. So make sure you go in there daily checking us out. Remember, that's thesportscave.com, and Cave is always with a K. So Lou touched on things. Our last caller touched on a couple things that I know I wanted to get into. One of the things I definitely wanted to get into was the NBA Finals last night. It started out good. It started out entertaining, started out competitive, and then it went. And when it went fast. I mean, when it went fast. The Heat jumped out. Seems like they couldn't miss a shot. Had a great start. And then all of a sudden, they started missing. Lakers defense tightened. The sides got to the Heat. Lakers did what they were supposed to. And at some point, I thought that he kind of got away from what was working for him. For example, Anthony Davis on anybody is a mismatch. Let's just be honest. You put him on anyone, and that's going to be a problem. But the one thing that the Heat did very well was they, Jay Crowder, guard him, and he was guarding Jay Crowder. What it did was it pulled AD out of the middle defensively, and Jay Crowder was on the edge. Now, the downside is when you went to the other side, AD was punishing Jay Crowder in the paint. And that's got to be one of those live or dies. And you either got to live with that and you got to roll with that, or you don't. Also, another thing that hurt him before Bam Adebayo got banged up, he picked up a real dumb foul trying to help. And then he picked up a second foul, which would have been really his first foul, which would have been technically a good foul. So Miami has to understand that their bigs are limited, so they got to be real careful with the fouls that their bigs are going to take. And then the Lakers did something that I really didn't expect the Lakers to do. They subbed out LeBron. Bench came in, and I've been very critical of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but he came in, and he produced. And as AD said, he basically saved him. He hit just about everything. So they got rolling. They got confident. And at that point, it's just like a train going down a track. By the time you got to car number 30, the speed was there, and there was no stopping, no looking back, and the Laker roll was on. Jimmy Butler hurt his ankle, like I said, Goran hurt his foot, Bam's banged up. Jimmy Butler talked about his ankle and, you know, is he going to be out for a while?
Sure, I'll be okay, some treatment, and get ready to go again. I think I got to be ready to go, so we'll see how it feels tomorrow, but I'm going to be fine.
And no doubt, if he's walking, he's playing. But with Goran possibly out, Bam possibly out, a lot more scoring. And Jimmy all the time has been, I don't want to necessarily have to be the one to score more. If I have to score, I will. But he's almost going to be forced. He's almost going to have no doubt now. He's not going to have a choice. Because if everyone else is out or banged up, he's going to have to step it up scoring.
I mean, just take what the game gives me for the most part. I still have a lot of belief in all of my teammates. I will continually play that way. But, yeah, maybe so. Maybe try to score a little bit more. But I still got to make sure that everybody else is getting their touches and getting the shots that they need, because we've been playing this way all year long, and that's our formula to success.
And then he was asked also, what is it they have to do to get better, to compete more against this tough, tough Laker team?
You just got to be tougher. We got to put up more of a fight. I don't think that we did that. And then it doesn't help whenever we don't make shots. It's been that way all year long. Whenever we start to miss a couple of shots, we don't do what we're supposed to do on the other end. So, you know, I think we should always think about letting our defense, for sure, our rebounding, start it off for us. And then, you know, hopefully we start to make shots.
And then, like we said, with Goran out, that's a big void. Big, big void for Jimmy and the boys in Miami.
I and we are here for him. We know how much he wants to win, how much he wants to go to war and battle with us. And obviously, we love him for that, and we want him out there with us. But, you know, whatever the doc tells him to do, that's what he got to do. I understand that he wants to go out there and compete. And obviously, we want him out there with us. But he got to take care of himself first.
On the other side, the Lakers seem fine. Everyone seems fine. LBJ was ready for this. He said fans or no fans, it doesn't matter. LeBron says he feels good.
So great. I've been preparing for this moment for quite a while. And fans, no fans, the inner challenge for myself and the way I prepared myself, it felt amazing to be playing in the finals once again.
How come locked in LeBron, finals LeBron, why does he sound like Shaq? I'm locked in, ready to go. Fan, no fan, air conditioner. No air conditioner. I'm going to be ready to go. I don't get that. We know that you're the man, dude. The change of voice, change of inflection, doesn't make you more ready to go. I always find that funny about LeBron. And AD, who really can't be stopped, in all honesty. This is his first time in the finals, and he's ridiculously talented. And he just talked about making sure he came out with energy.
I just want to come out with a lot of energy. You know, be aggressive on the offensive glass. You know, playing in a dunker's area. You know, when Bron and Doe and AC get in the paint, they got easy dump offs. And not settling for too many jumpers, just being able to, you know, play in the paint and just kind of dominate the paint area. That was kind of my mindset coming into the game.
And if they're going to guard him with Jay Crowder, he's going to have to stay in that paint because they can't do anything with him down there. They can't do anything with him down there. It was his first finals, though. AD, do you have any jitters?
No, it was just the finals. First time I'm experiencing this, so and obviously you want to come out and play well and you want to come out and win. Like I said, I've always put pressure on myself. And I had the same thing, game one of the Western Conference Finals as well. So, you know, when the ball gets tipped up, all that goes away and it's just basketball, but everything leading up to it, you know, you're very excited. Your adrenaline is going early. You're so excited just to be here and get ready to go out there and play. So, you know, it went away early, but it was a great experience for him. A great game one. Job's not done. We got three more.
What was real cool is AD had the opportunity to have his dad in the stands, clear quarantine, and be there for him to watch him play. And that really had to be a cool experience.
He, forced my mom to, do that 7-day quarantine to be here. So for him, he's always been the one to, go to all my games, in the home market, not more so on the road, but, he's extremely proud of me. For him to be here, essentially courtside to watch me in my first finals game means a lot to me. We just got to finish it off. I mean, he wants us to win. He wants me to be a champion. So it's a little bit more pressure, coming from him. But it was fun. It was fun seeing him courtside watching me in that first game.
Look, the Lakers took game one, okay? And if you're Miami, that's the way you have to think. Okay, so they got game one. Now, we got to come out here and get game two because we know if we fall down 2-0, the series is over. If Miami falls down 2-0, the series is over. The series is over anyway, especially if there's no Goran, no Bam, and a hurt Jimmy. If all those things stayed the same, the Lakers will sweep this in three. It's really just a thumb. But the Lakers aren't losing track. LeBron's been here before. It's just one game.
We got so much more work to do. the job is not done. We're not satisfied with winning one game. Is that simple?
And I apologize. He doesn't sound like Shaq. He sounds like Joey Greco from Cheaters. Why are you here with this other woman right now? That's not fair to her. He does. Okay, I'm sorry. But LeBron knows. That's why I said it's only one game. He's been here before. You remember Dallas, right?
It's your life experience, and I've experienced moments in my career, finals games, where you had all the momentum in the world, and you felt like you had the game under control. One play here or one play there could change the course of a series or change the course of a game. And one in particular that always rings home for me is game two of the 2011 finals in Miami versus Dallas. D-Wade hits a three right by that bench. I believe put us up either 13 or 17. And from that moment on, Dallas went on a hell of a run and finish it off with a Dirk Nowitzki left-hand layup to steal that game. That shit burns me to this day. So, I always talk about the best teacher in life is experience, so I've experienced a lot. So, that's what prompted me to be who I am today, is being able to have those experiences.
Lakers aren't losing the series. I can tell you that right now. Barring a LeBron and AD mishap, they're not losing this series. It's simply not going to happen. This team's locked in. Their best player's locked in. The best players in the league is locked in. Coach is locked in. They're all locked in. Miami's banged up. And I love next man up mentality. I think next man up mentality is a beautiful thing. Until you run out of men to be the next man up. A huge, huge difference. Next game is Friday night. If they have a pregame before showtime tomorrow, I'll get some news and notes for you on that. Give it to you, especially when it comes to injury reports and all of that good stuff. And we'll have all that done right here. Cave Show with TLR. Like I said, today is Friday Eve. We are down here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. They will be showing the football game tonight. Broncos and the Jets. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Also, cats himself from the Chicago Bears. And Matt Nagy sounds a whole lot different. A whole lot different. I'm going to play you that sound coming up before the show ends. We got a lot more, a little time. Do it all, as much as we can, right here on the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
See no lies.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to the Cave Show with PLR.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Make sure you get your ticket down here. 10% off your cigar purchase. All you got to do is mention PLR, the Cave Show. Sent you. If you get down here, they will definitely take care of you. This is the place to be. Plenty of baseball being played right now. Right next to me, they have the good guys on. The White Sox, they're up 3-0, about to make a pitching change. There's some quick in-game update for you. If you get in here during the day today, not only do you get a great cigar, and if you have any questions, look, cigars are different. Every cigar is different. Every cigar is a different smoke. Every cigar is a different experience. And the key is to treat it like that. So if you come in and you don't know exactly what to get, it's your first time, maybe your third time, maybe your eighth time, it could be your 100th time, and you still don't know, because say you always went with someone and they just handed you something. Or even if you are with someone and they just hand you something, you know what you're smoking. Know if you want full body, if you want a medium amount, whatever you want. The best part about coming here to Maduro's, they don't just leave you hanging. You don't just walk in there, walk in the humidor, just grab something all willy-nilly. If you have questions, take your time and ask. Tina is a connoisseur of all that's good. So if you come down, she will point you in the right direction. For sure. So get down there and check it out. Like I said, Maduro's Cigar and Tobacco. So I was listening to Matt Nagy. And Matt sounds different. Matt sounds real different. Matt Nagy is the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he just sounds like a different guy. You know, he's just completely different with the way he is. He sounds like a guy who has a new girlfriend. There's pep in his step. And I know this is a bad analogy, or maybe he sounds like someone with a new boyfriend. I don't know. You go either way. I don't really care. But the sound is different. This man knew that every day he came home, he would have dinner, but the dinner would be burnt. Now, he had to eat because he was hungry. So he came home, he ate every day. Mitch fed him every day. But dinner was always burnt, and it was always late. And sometimes, to his surprise, the dinner was good. But it came very rarely. And he never knew exactly what he would get. Some days, some weeks, it was all chicken. Some weeks, it was all beef. Some weeks, it was all duck. But the end result, it was either burnt, it was undercooked, the sides were off, And even though he knew he would go home and he'd get the best effort, he didn't always get the best. And so no matter how he tried to dance it up in his voice, he could still hear it. He could still hear the disappointment. Something was just off. And sometimes no matter how you twist it, no matter how you shake it, no matter what you do, something is just off. Something, in the immortal words of Keith Sweat, something, just ain't right. But last week, Matt Nagy said something. He looked at the person that was burning his dinner. He looked at the person that was undercooking his dinner. He looked at the person that couldn't get the sides right. He looked at the person that said dinner was at 5 and didn't eat till 8. He did all that, and he said those three words that Matt Nagy has been dying to say since he became the head coach of the Chicago Bears. It's the three words that made Matt Nagy's voice sound completely different. All it took. Three words. I quit you. And that's what he did with Mitchell Trubisky. And now enter stage left, Nick Foles. And listen to him talk about Nick Foles in a pressure situation and how he came in and how he brought the Bears back.
Kind of probably one of Nick's bigger strengths is that all that stuff happens so fast in the second half, and you really don't have a time to react. And so whatever happens. And now, okay, here you are, and everything that you do, whether it's your first meeting, whether it's your first walkthrough, whether it's your first post-practice meeting, whatever it is now, this is the first time that you're the guy and you're doing it. So everything's just a little bit different, but it's not like Nick hasn't been in this situation before.
Do you hear that? Do you hear the excitement? Did you hear anything? Listen.
Probably one of Nick's bigger strengths is that all that stuff happens so fast in the second half, and you really don't have a time to react. And so whatever happens. And now, okay, here you are, and everything that you do, whether it's your first meeting, whether it's your first walkthrough, whether it's your first post-practice meeting, whatever it is now, this is the first time that you're the guy and you're doing it. So everything's just a little bit different, but it's not like Nick hasn't been in this situation before.
I came home, I opened the door, the aroma hit me. It was only 4:30. Table was set, everything was good, and he was right. Everything was ready. There's pep in Matt Nagy's step. He doesn't sound worried. He gave the keys, the car keys to the kid that says, I'll be home at 10. And shows up at 10. For the last 3 years, he's been giving the car keys to the kid that says he'll be home at 10, and you don't know when he's coming home. You don't even know if he's coming home in the car that you let him drive. He sounds like a coach that has an adult playing quarterback. Nick Foles has command.
I would say any calming presence that any player has in those moments definitely helps you out as a coach. And I've always known that Nick has had that. I didn't know it right away, but I've seen him in another uniform, and I've felt it, and I've talked to other coaches that have told me about it. Obviously, you see the Super Bowl. And then you talk to him in the offseason, and you listen to his experiences that he went through and little tricks that help him in those type of situations. Now, a lot of that is DNA, but he's also learned how to go about his own way of making it work. And so I did feel that in that game the other day. I looked out at him there. It was actually right before the touchdown pass to Anthony Miller. He just was kind of in his own zone, and I could tell, like, not to mess with him. Just let him go. He's in a good place right now, you know. And again, it doesn't mean that something good's going to happen, because there's going to be times, guys, where, you know, he's going to throw a pick or he's going to make a bad decision. Like, that's going to happen. But in the big moments, the calmness, being cool, collected, all that, it's that's a strength of his.
Matt sounds different. Matt sounds completely different. Matt sounds different because this is what happened last Sunday.
Third down to the end zone. It is Graham again. Same spot as back in the second quarter. His second touchdown today. Two-score game. Second and six. Catch is made by Robinson, and he breaks free. Allen Robinson takes it all the way for a Bears touchdown. Third down and eight. If the Bears are ready in field goal range, the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Anthony Miller. The Chicago Bears take the lead with a minute 53 seconds remaining.
That's why Matt Nagy, he said he saw he was in the zone and he didn't mess with it. He didn't have to do anything. Have you ever, since he's been the head coach of the Bears, say that about Mitchell Trubisky? Here's the difference. And if you think that Matt Nagy wasn't lying to us the other day when he said, nothing's going to change with play calling, nothing's going to change with this, we're already set. Of course, we're going to lean to the strengths of one person a little bit more now that they're the quarterback. Again, he's lying. Nick Foles is a completely different quarterback than Mitchell Trubisky. Their skill sets are completely different. Nick Foles is more of a pocket passer. Mitchell Trubisky needs to be more on the edge. He's a poor man of the poor man version of Kyler Murray, of a mobile quarterback. But he's not the poor man version. He's a poor man's poor man. Poor man's poor man version. But they never did anything to put him in a situation to use his skills. Paige DeMarco said this a couple weeks ago right here on the show. There was never any adjustments really to make it work for Mitch. Square peg, round hole. So now Nick Foles comes in and he says he doesn't have to change much. Well, does that really make sense? Wouldn't you have to change something considering you're going from a mobile quarterback to a pocket quarterback? So if you've changed nothing, you already, before the season started, put in the offense that's going to better suit Nick Foles, the person that you really wanted to be the starting quarterback from the beginning of the season. You had to roll out Mitchell Trubisky to start the season, and you had to hope to get a couple victories in and not have the season go upside down while you were waiting for him to implode with the games that you called that were not the games for his skill set. There is no way Mitch Trubisky could come in Nick Foles could come in and run the same offense if it was geared towards Mitchell Trubisky's strengths. There's no way. If another quarterback, if a pocket quarterback went and played for the Baltimore Ravens right now, the coaching staff would have to make serious tweaks, because you can't do the same plays that you would run with Lamar Jackson, not with a pocket passer. So Matt's been lying to us all along. I'm not mad at him for lying to us, because all coaches lie, scouts lie, owners lie, they all lie. But this was the road to the inevitable. This wasn't just the road to bring in Mitch, as to bring out Mitch, to get Mitch out and bring in Nick Foles. This was the road to the inevitable. The Bears were waiting. Matt Nagy was waiting for the right guy. And everything went right. Bears were down. They had to come back. You bring Nick Foles in. He performs. And now Mitch is done. Barring injury, Mitchell Trubisky has played his last game as a Chicago Bear. And I just find it odd or find it amazing how at ease the head football coach sounds knowing that Nick Foles is there. Now, Nick Foles has to stay healthy all the way through because I feel that you can't go back to Mitch from a confidence level. And it's not Mitchell's confidence level. It's his teammate's confidence level. I think just me and a couple people that told me that team, they just don't have confidence in Mitchell anymore. Now, you can say what you want. Players are going to always say the right thing. They're never going to throw anyone under the bus. But you can just tell body language from the pep, they're ready to go now. And Nagy is ready to go now. Because for the first time in a long time, Matt Nagy sounds very happy because he didn't have to answer any quarterback questions. He didn't have to answer anything about, are you thinking about pulling it? Are you thinking about doing this? Are you thinking about doing that? He even set it up to let you know, yeah, Nick's going to make bad decisions. Nick is going to throw some interceptions. I don't give a horse's beef. Nick is our guy. And he didn't say it like that. Better believe that's what he said. Mitch, I got some advice for you. Sell the car, Uber everywhere. If you're renting, good. If you bought, sell. Sell the furniture. Rent your furniture. Do whatever you need to do, but make sure you get rid of your footprint in the city of Chicago. Because Mitch, barring an injury, and barring that they don't go to someone before they go to you, Matt Nagy's moved on from you. Matt Nagy so far, dinner on time and not burned. So we'll see. But it's amazing the way the coach's voice sounded this week, the way it has sounded for the last 3 years. It's K-Show.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show of PLR. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Last segment, broadcasting live from Maduro's Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you are following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. The website is thesportscave.com. Remember, all caves are always with a K. So I've been trying to avoid this. I've been dreading it. Didn't want to talk about it. I'm even going to talk about something else before I have to talk about it. The Tennessee Titans are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're just not doing it this week. That devil COVID has hit. It has hit. It is here. And that game is going to be postponed. We have 5 members of the Titans that have come down with COVID or tested positive for COVID. It hasn't been said if they're asymptomatic or if what exactly the situation is, but we do know that there are 5 players and there's personnel as well. So they have postponed the game. At first, they said possibly Monday or Tuesday, but it definitely will not be played week four. It will be made up later on in October. So that game is out. It's off the board. And tomorrow, as usual, I will be giving you a rundown of all the games and giving you all your picks and giving you all your stuff. But you knew the devil was going to hit. You knew it. It wasn't if the devil COVID is going to hit. It was when the devil was going to hit. And it said, the good part is it appears that there's no one deathly ill or anything of that nature, which is a good thing, which is the most important thing. Teams are doing a lot of things to try to avoid this. You know, the NFL has a reckless fine. So if you're doing reckless behavior, they could fine you. A warning first. They have drones now ready to clean stadiums after fans come in so they can get fans back in the stands. Here's what I find funny. They got drones cleaning. Reminds me of iRobot. Hopefully they don't have robots making robots. As Will Smith said, that's a dumb idea. But that game will be made up. Have I stalled enough yet? I've only got 8 minutes left in the show, and I'm trying to stall out. But I can't stall out anymore. I guess I got to address it. I've got to address that this is about to go down.
I mean, at the time, I had...
The Jets play tonight. They play the Broncos. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I need to get tested. I think the Jets win tonight. I do. I think Adam Gase has found a coach, a head football coach, and Vic Fangio, who doesn't know how to use timeouts, almost as inept as he is. Almost as inept. The only thing that's going to hurt Vic Fangio more is he doesn't have a quarterback. I may as well be playing quarterback tonight, and I suck at playing quarterback. The game is in New York. Last week, the New York football teams got outscored by almost 70 points. I don't think that's going to happen again this week. Well, the Rams do play the Giants, so it's possible. Just that game alone. If you are in one of those suicide leagues and it's going to come a time where you got to pick the Jets, this might be your only shot. They're at home. Everyone has something to prove. If there's a game that Sam Darnold can pull out, it has to be tonight. If Adam Gase has any quarterback whisperer in him, it has to be tonight. So I guess since I am forced to pick a winner, because I have to pick these games. So if I'm forced to pick a winner. Okay, here we go. Not only do I pick the Jets to win, I pick the Jets to cover. No, I'm not on drugs. Yes, these are cigars. No, they're not loaded. The Jets are going to win tonight, and not only are they going to win tonight, the Jets are going to win going away. If the Jets win going away tonight, I will not play this again.
I mean, at the time,
that's a lie. Because this is the only game I think they're going to win. So I definitely will do that again. Other news and notes. A lot of stuff has been bouncing around on radio today. A lot of people are talking about reseeding the NBA so you have a better finals than what you would have now. So, and this has bounced around a lot. You take the teams that qualify in the East, you take the teams that qualify in the West, and you just reseed them 1 through 16. This year, it really wouldn't have mattered because there was really, if you did it, because there was no home court. If you're going to try something, this year would have been the year. The reason the NBA doesn't do that is because you don't want a Portland-Boston round one where they're flying cross-country in the middle of the playoffs. That's really the reason why they don't do it. The reason why they don't say, well, the West is better, let's just take the top 16 teams regardless of conference. The reason they don't do that is because Eastern Conference owners will tell you to kick rocks. They want that playoff share money. That's the reason why that doesn't happen. I don't think it would have mattered, though. In the East, you had lower seeds come through. And if we're just really, truly being honest, were the Rockets that much better? The Clippers lost up 3-1. Would it have mattered that much? I mean, if the goal was to get the Lakers to play the Clippers in the final, then maybe you could have danced it up and put a dress on it and slapped some pig, lipstick on that pig and try to make it work. But the Lakers would have been in the finals anyway. I honestly don't think it really would have mattered. So, no, I guess I'm down for reseeding if it makes sense. If it made sense this year, I think this is the year to do it. Looks like Doc Rivers is going to be the coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. I thought Doc was going to take a year to himself, but I guess coach is coach. And even though I have this thing about recycled coaches, hell, if you're going to recycle one, it may as well be that one. So at least he's good at what he does until he's a 3-1. The NFL, I also heard a lot today about how the NFC East is terrible. And why don't they think about doing something different if a team ends up under 500? Here's what I say about that. I think a division winner should always get the respect of a division winner, unless they're a sub-500 division winner. That's the case. Then there should be a provision that says if a wild card team has a better record and that record is above 500, they then go in above the division winner, and you seed accordingly. So if Dallas wins the NFC East at 7-9, and there's a wild card team, and I'll use my team, the Bears, and say they're 9-7, 10-6, they should supersede that division winner. Just a thought. Don't think the NFL will ever do it, but it's just a thought. Well, that's going to wrap it up today. Tomorrow we are back with more sounds from the Jets-Broncos game, as well as you get your NFL picks, the other games other than the one tonight. We'll do all that right here on The Cave Show with TLR. Make sure you're following us on our social media platforms, the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. Website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you get down here to Maduro's. Like I said, this is the place to be. You will be taken care of. Relax and watch your games. I'm starting to get closed-jawed here because the good guys are only up 3-2 now, so I'm starting to get a little worried. But I'm going to sit here, relax, watch the rest of this game after this show. And you should come down here and do the same. Until tomorrow, this has been Cigars with the Cave Show, Friday Eve, here from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. As we say all the time at this point, bring us home.